and welcome to another episode of Overcast. This is episode 14. This is right before E3. We're all pretty excited, so that's what it's called. We're excited. That's I don't know. All right. So I'm one of your hosts, Clint Prentice, here joined today by my two co-hosts, Charlie Kinnup.
Hello.
And Nicholas Clement.
Hey.
And we got two guests on this week. We've got Ryan McGinley. Ryan McGinley coming in from the Facebook group. And then we also have Nick's friend who never ended up introducing himself.
Oh, it's Ben Faulkner.
Ben Faulkner, right here.
Hello, Ben Faulkner.
That
sounds like a name that, it sounds like one of those famous names that I should remember from somewhere.
Yep, it's a Falcon Oscar name. Anyhow.
All right. Now all I can think of is Ben Savage from Boy Meets World.
Yeah. I know they're not. You want to be remembered for that?
No.
Oh.
And Falcor from Neverending Story. So combine those two together, and that's what you get.
I'm moderately all right with that.
So wait, time out. There's a dude. So wait, I could be really bad because isn't Falcor being ridden by that boy?
Yeah.
Little suggestion.
Falcor.
For you. All right. Anyhow.
Charlie, have you seen Neverending Story?
Yes,
okay,
I was in
you.
YMCA.
Oh,
I was at
you.
The YMCA.
I love that movie. I love it so much. It's so bad, but I love it.
Super depressing, though.
But it's so good. all right, so we're going to do things a little bit flipped this week, since we have a whole bunch of pre-E3 that we want to go through. We're going to go ahead and get Crosscut out of the way as soon as possible, so that's coming up first, and then we'll go into gaming news, then we'll do some E3 predictions, and then finally we have a special top 10 for everyone this week. So let's just head right on into Crosscut.
Yep. So, first of all, Mark A. Russell, that's his name, right?
David O. Russell.
Oh, David O. Russell. Wow, way off.
Mark
okay,
Wahlberg, David O. Russell, they blend together because they're both stupid.
Yeah, that's true. So David O. Russell, in short, the guy that made The Fighter and some other movies, who was, I guess, planned for the Uncharted films.
Yeah, the family
starring
fun
Mark
time.
Wahlberg, Marky Mark. He's dropped out of that.
What? No! Oh. Oh, that was going to be the best movie ever. Not.
Yeah, I'm sure those would have been phenomenal. And just like, I'm pretty sure it would have been like 30 pages of some script. It's like Mark Wahlberg with his shirt off.
I'm a fighter.
Yeah, Christian Bale would pop up somewhere. So I'm like, okay.
Don't worry, Mickey. Yeah. Maybe we could get someone, you know, good to direct a video game movie for one. Well, I don't even want them. Why are we even talking about this? We've been over this. Video game movies don't work. What are we doing?
I'm hoping that this takes the Uncharted movie down the drain, because that would just totally ruin an awesome video game series trying to make this into a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I could have sworn that the creative director said that she was like hardcore, you know, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it right. But then David O. Russell got on board, and that's like throwing that out of the
exactly. Yeah. I don't know. That was exactly like, it's a PlayStation 3 game. It's so cinematic to begin with.
Exactly.
Why do you really need that?
Exactly. Most video game movies are exactly that. They're very cinematic. Like, the video games that they're based on are so cinematic that they're basically a movie in and of itself, so there's no fucking reason to do that.
Like David and Russell could film it literally screen for screen, like, Uncharted, and sure, that'd be okay, but instead he wanted to, what, like, plan to introduce, like, some grandparents and an uncle or something, some, like, estranged second cousin or something
it's
like that.
Family fun time.
Yeah, and it's stupid. Don't add some menial app that no one's gonna want.
Yeah, and I think he was thinking, you know, along the lines of Sean Connery coming in on The Last Crusade. Like, that was awesome though.
Oh yeah.
So you can't. Exactly. Those aren't the because unless, you know, Sean Connery was marking. Well, no, that wouldn't work either.
What's the his side friend's name?
Sully.
Sully. That's who...
Victor Sully?
Like, Sean Connery should play Sully.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I'm trying to figure out how that would work.
It's like different quotes from all these like different movies, like, your mother is a whore, Trebek.
What's the difference between you and a mallard with a cold? Well, I forget the... Anyway, whatever.
Good joke, Clint. I like that.
I forget how it ends, but your mother's a whore. Anyway, that's... One's a sick duck. Anyway, whatever. Who cares? Shut up. Go away.
All right. Well, I guess you won't like this other news, Clint, because there's a Phoenix Wright movie in the works.
Hooray.
And I say objection.
Objection!
It's by... Takashi.
Falsified documents.
The guy who made 13 Assassins, the one I think of Ninja Assassin, never mind. But I don't know. I've never heard of the director.
He's probably some really popular Japanese director that's done a lot of Japanese movies.
Yeah, and
probably.
Could that be made? Like,
nah.
Like, how could they make that Phoenix Wright movie? I mean, the only person that would like it would be, I don't know, like the actual people that play the game, so.
Yeah. Objection. I
mean,
all right.
Yeah, I mean, how much substance is there to those games? I mean, in short, if a stylized CSI court case, it is. It's like just made CSI. That is Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney. It's just like them pointing at like some like murder victim and going, "Oh, was it a knife?" Like, no, I'm pretty sure there's a lead pipe like right beside him.
Pretty much giant game of Clue, just
yeah,
a movie.
Asian Clue. Yeah.
In the billiard room with a lead pipe. Objection!
Would Sean Connery play Colonel Mustard in that case?
I would like that.
But the Clue movie, like, there is a movie called Clue, the movie, and it's awesome.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, and it's really, really funny. It's got, what's his name? Tim something.
Can I borrow that pen? I'm gonna write this down.
Tim something. Timothy.
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry. Yes, that guy.
Really? Wow, that was Charlie. Well done.
Yeah.
I was gonna say Tim Allen, but
Tim Allen. Just
the second closest.
Alvin Rich. No, but I used to watch that movie a lot. I actually kind of want to watch that now. It's got three endings. I don't know how they did it in theaters, but I believe each reel that went to theaters had one of the three endings on it, and there was only one that was like the proper ending.
Well, that's pretty innovative because that movie came out in the 80s, as I remember,
I think
87
or
something.
I feel like that'd be really expensive as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Whatever. Not worried about it.
But anyway, it's a blast. It's a lot of fun.
This movie.
I suggest.
So, in short, Clue is a good thing, but not Asian Clue. Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney, or whatever it's called.
Law and Order,
so,
the movie.
At least we got this down pat, then.
Anyway. Oh, hey, did you guys hear like all of the reviews that have been circulating for The Hangover 2?
Ugh.
No. First, I gotta, like, before we go into reviews, I've gotta ask, have any of your Facebook friends actually posted about the movie yet?
No, not yet.
Only I've one. Actually seen it.
You've seen it?
I went to the midnight release of it.
Please tell us, was it not good?
Have you seen the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing in Bangkok.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, that's exactly.
Same thing in Bangkok.
It's so, yeah.
Exact same thing.
Did they make a joke about Bangkok being, you know, cock?
No, they make like 20 of them.
Ah, okay.
You had that.
Well, they would, though. They would.
It's the cheap humor.
And then they
reference back to it. It's like, remember when we referred to Bangkok as a penis? That's the humor that was in the first Hangover, and it seems like it would stay, like, resonate. Especially like, what's his name? Zach Galifianakis or whatever his name is. I could see him anyhow.
Anyway, a couple of people on my, my Facebook quote unquote friends posted about this movie and it was like, oh my gosh, Hangover 2 is the best movie ever. And I'm just like, oh, I wish you would just, you know, roll over and die because that's not cinema and in the slightest.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to say, at first, I was really excited to see it, but then I kind of realized it's the exact same script. Like, guaranteed, word for word.
Oh, yeah.
Something about Wolfpack's, Ed Helms doing some song.
Yeah, of course.
Yep. He did the song.
I lost a tooth. Oh, my God, I have a tattoo. So real. So different.
Anyway, moving on.
I'm just, yeah, please, can we?
So I guess two completely separate reviews. Some early reviews for X-Men First Class. Here Matthew Vaughn, a.k.a. Kick-Ass, the guy that made directed Kick-Ass. Some early reviews came out, and they said it's the best X-Men movie of date. Now, I'm not sure if they're saying this because they were, like, the early screen-goers, and they're, like, obviously those that'll deeply love it and write fantastic reviews for it.
Mm-hmm.
And while the others will be crappy, but I had really high hopes for this because they're getting the lore right.
Right.
And
it's in the 60s, is it not?
It's like 100 right now.
No, I mean like the it's
I thought you meant like the tomato meter, but yeah, it's placed like the original. In short, like, the old way, like for those for those who haven't seen the like X-Men or know about it, it's when Xavier actually had legs and could use them.
Whoa. I thought he was always in the wheelchair.
Yeah, no, he actually did not pop out of there in a mini wheelchair.
Hold on. That's not right, dude. They're getting the lore totally wrong.
I know, this can't be canon.
Can I go slightly off topic and ask you exactly how he got into the wheelchair?
Okay, so spoilers for 40-year-old comic book spoilers. I'm pretty sure Magneto puts him in that chair.
How? Again, that asshole.
Yeah.
All right, you know what? I'm going to guess that.
Yeah.
All right.
What a douche.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure a relationship would go sour after you cripple someone.
Sorry, buddy. Stuck in this wheelchair for the rest of your life. My bad.
Yeah, at least it's kinesis, so balances out. I don't know.
But,
yeah.
Wait. I went on to Rotten Tomato. Hold on. I can't find like the actual critic review. Ah, here they are. Top critics. It's got that little tomato meter thingy. Top critics, 59%. All critics, 82%.
Mm.
So, maybe it depends on like who you are. Most of the time, if Roger Ebert hates it, you're gonna like it.
Yeah, Ebert likes every stupid movie as of late. Like,
let me go online. I'm gonna check his Hangover 2 review. I can't wait for this.
I'm sure he called it the greatest piece of cinema in that.
No, he at least has a little bit of dignity.
Oh, really? He sold it out long ago when he made that TV show that he had, anyhow.
What was that? Sekel and Ebert?
I don't know. I think it was anyway. With his wife or something. See, it's got 15 really? Reviews as of X-Men First Class and zero rotten. And
okay, so... his first line. Now that's what I'm talking about. The Hangover is a funny movie, flat out. Wait, this is the first one. Oh,
you're talking about now. Oh, I thought you were talking about First Class.
No. Roger Ebert rated Hangover 2 two stars.
Oh.
Wow.
At least he still has some sense to him.
Very little.
I don't know. I think that's one star too many, because it only goes up to four. You know.
Oh, I can see it. It's just being an average popcorn comedy.
He rated Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides a 2 out of 5, saying that, you know, before this movie even came out, he was done with Pirates, so why was this even, you know, there?
At least he got two things right today. Good job.
But my mom still really wants to see that, and I'm like, it's not going to be good. I hope you know that. She's like, it's going to be so good. I love myself some Pirates.
Just listen to the Lonely Island song called Jack Sparrow. Anyone seen that from SNL? No.
Yeah.
You see.
Is that the one with Michael Bolton?
Yeah. Just like sitting like right up to this, like Tortuga, Jack Sparrow. And just like, yeah.
Yep, that is the best Michael Bolton impression that I've heard, you know, lately.
I know, I have the, everybody, that's everybody, like, every time I talk, people are like, you have the voice of Michael Bolton. I'm like, that's really a weird, thank you.
Oh, he gave Thor a 1.5 stars.
Really?
Yeah, we're going way off topic.
What a jerk.
I don't know, like, compare that to other, okay, how many of you have seen Thor in this chat room right now?
Yep.
Nope.
I've seen Thor.
Okay, I have not.
So 3 out of 5. All right. Now, compare that to, you know, let's see, I don't know, Spider-Man 2, the first X-Men, you know, that's
okay,
about it.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, no, I give it 3 out of 5. Like, it was average, but it wasn't, like, the crappiest thing. Once again, it was better than I expected.
It was better than Fantastic Four.
Yes. And,
and Silver Surfer.
And Daredevil.
That one, too. Aren't they remaking that?
They're making Fantastic... They're remaking all of those, like Daredevil, Fantastic Four, and all those.
Oh, God.
Already?
Well, they kind of have to, since... What's his name? The dude that played the Flaming Torch or the Human Torch. Never mind. That's a different reference. Human Torch. He's up now playing Captain America. Yeah, Charlie got it. Anyhow, in short, yeah, he's now playing Captain America, so you can't really have him playing two different characters in the Marvel Universe. I mean, Marvel Universe may be warped and messed up, but at least it does have sense not to recast.
Well, what about casting Ryan Reynolds in both a Marvel and a DC role?
I could tell you something about that. Ryan Reynolds could go straight to the pits of hell.
Wow. All right. Outspoken hatred for Ryan Reynolds.
he did terrible. Well, mind you, X-Men Origins Wolverine was god-awful. And, like, yeah. He did terrible as
They're
Deadpool.
They're still doing another Wolverine movie.
Yeah,
The Wolverine.
Deadpool is called the Merc with no mouth for a reason. I mean, and as soon as Ryan Reynolds opened his trap, he just ruined the character immediately. Just shut your mouth for, like, an hour and a half and actually kill people.
Okay. Okay. Now, that's pretty much all we have for Crosscut News, but now it's time to move into our... It's time for Charlie's Movie of the Week. This week, it was one that she apparently didn't remember seeing. It was Apollo 13.
Mm-hmm.
You have seen this before, right?
Yes, and the only reason why I knew, and I don't recognize anything else, but the only reason why I knew was when I can't remember his name, like the director of the whole thing.
Okay, Ron Howard.
That's a good start, Ron Howard.
No. Not
I can't remember the real people.
I know. The one that got the vest. When I saw the vest, at the very, very beginning, I was like, I remember this movie now.
Remember the most obscene thing, not the fact that, like, the ending of the movie.
Not the fact that it was a real event that actually happened in human history.
No, it was only the vest.
And, like, I could not remember, like,
right. I didn't remember that the ship exploded. My bad.
That little known fact, I actually had a jolly old time in space. And Steve Buscemi ended up being perfectly alright.
Anyway, so you were basically watching it with, like, a fresh set of eyes, kind of. Yeah.
Except for that one scene, yes.
Except for the best, of course. Right.
Yeah, that was just a whole string of bad luck.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't see a bright light in it at all.
It was Apollo 13. It launched at 13:13. I don't know. I did projects upon projects mission in grade school.
Hmm.
And I can't believe, like, you didn't remember it, because I remember seeing this movie in, like, I don't know, 4th or 5th grade. Like, for school. It was science class.
I might have been Canadian, so.
My brother remembers it from 6th grade for science class, and I bet you that's where I watched it, but I probably did not care.
How can you not care about...
Because it's school. You don't care about anything in school.
Movie.
But you watch film, like, so...
You get to skip out on some dumb lecture or dissecting a frog.
Yeah. And you know what I did during movies? You know what I did during movies? I doodled.
You doodled best?
During, like, junior, like, whatever. Oh, yeah. Like, high or whatever is when you're watching like movies because you don't have to do anything. You're like, oh, let's watch like,
you'd,
I don't know.
You'd anticipate it for a good like week in advance. Be like, yes, get to watch a movie next week.
Yeah, exactly. And then you doodle. Really, Charlie?
You doodle.
Yep.
Good job standing on top of your American history.
So please, tell us, what happened in Apollo 13?
Spoilers.
The movie or
no,
what actually happened?
The movie or what actually happened?
For play historical re-dramatization, please.
No.
Yeah, I'm and the movies sure. aren't always completely accurate, you
I'm
know?
I'm pretty sure that that is one of the most accurate circumstances. Oh my gosh.
But anyhow, how did you enjoy it though, Charlie? Did you like, were you full of shock and awe at the ending of it as I was?
Yes.
Really though?
Yes, I was really. Like totally like overcome. I had that like, you know, that fog.
Were you surprised when spoilers they landed?
No,
I should be laughing. I'm so sorry.
But I just had like this fog over me and I was just like, why do I feel this way? But I liked it. I did.
Good.
Yep. My brother saw me watching and he's like, that is such a good movie. I was
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Do you want to watch it with me? He's like, no, I'm going to ruin it for you.
Who was your favorite character if you had one?
And you had to use their real name, not like Tom Hanks or whatever. You had to use the character name who was the real person.
She's definitely IMDb.
Yep, right?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to remember her name.
Oh, her name. Let me guess. It's like the teenage girl who...
No, it's not. It's
all right.
Lovell's wife.
Mrs. Let's... Lovell. Just call her Mrs.
Yes,
Lovell. There
it starts
we go.
With an M. Ugh.
Mallory.
No, I don't think it was Mallory. Yeah. Okay, hold on. I have to figure this out now. This is going to be bothering me.
Her
it's
name
Marilyn.
With the letters.
Is it?
It's Marilyn A's. Lovell.
Somewhere in the English language.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Marilyn Lovell. I can't believe you.
I don't pay attention to names.
Anyhow,
but they're real freaking care. People. Like,
so? Real. I'm not ever good with names.
Oh. What's my name?
Your name is Clint.
Oh my god, I'm sorry. Alright. Okay. Alright. For those of you who don't know, Tom Hanks, Bill Paxton, Ed Harris, they were all in that movie. You should see it because it's awesome. And
yeah.
It's about real life events.
You also see Reservoir Dogs.
Yes. Charlie, please let that be next week.
Yeah, we just watched that today. Oh my god.
Ryan, have you seen Reservoir Dogs?
I have not.
Oh.
So
good.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch that now.
Steve Buscemi was in that, too.
It is on my queue, and at number one...
Steve Buscemi?
No!
I love the scene when they're all picking names. Or, no,
yeah.
He's giving them names. They can't pick their names.
I'm a pink. I'll be purple for Christ's sake.
I'll be Mr. Purple. No, Mr. Purple's on another job. You can be Mr. Pink. Well, hey, at least you're not Mr. Brown. Sounds like Mr.
That's like a total, like, Tarantino spoilers has like five lines in that whole movie.
Yeah, and that's one of them.
Yeah. Real riveting dialogue.
Yeah. I think my favorite scene in that entire movie is whenever he's telling the story to the cop. We'll talk about this whenever you watch it.
Yeah, yeah, whenever she watches this.
All right, stay tuned. Okay, so now that we've got all that cross-cut stuff out of the way, it is time to go into our big, whopping gaming news extravaganza.
Yeah, let's call it that, sure.
Yeah, it's gaming news, whatever.
Hey, paisanos, it's the Super Mario Brothers Super Show! With the Mario
Brothers and plumbing's a game, we're not like the other... Alright. Anyway. So, Oblivion is getting, like, a 5th anniversary edition box set thing for, you know, the one person in the world who hasn't played Oblivion.
I'm still gonna get it. I have like
Hold on. Why?
Ben is just giving me the stank eye right now because like what happened? I haven't played Oblivion yet.
Oh my gosh, you're the one person.
What?
You're the one person.
You'll happen to know that I'm forcing him to play Morrowind before he plays Oblivion.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just mean.
Don't force him to play Morrowind. It's not that great.
It was better than Oblivion, though. Storyline-wise, so much better.
Okay, yeah, but everything else-wise, no.
Nah. No.
I think gameplay mechanics, not the best, but, like, story-wise, yeah.
Plus, there's a lot more to do in Morrowind. Oblivion, it was just like, do the main quest. Okay, become the Black Hand. Okay, now do the main quest again. Okay, you're done.
No, so. That's not what happened.
Let's be realistic.
That's not what happened.
Alright, anyways, back to topic.
He's just being an antagonist, don't worry about it.
Alright.
So yeah, I'm gonna be probably playing some Morrowind first. Then I don't know, like the Oblivion Special Edition though, for me, quite frankly, I'd rather just pick it up on Steam.
No. Okay. But you, especially since you haven't played it, I mean it's $30, you get the map, you get the making of DVD, and a $10 off coupon for Skyrim. I mean,
And you get both expansions.
That's
right. $10 off. Okay, quite frankly, I might buy that then, just for the $10 off Skyrim.
Exactly.
That's why I want
to
get it.
Whoa, oh, okay, Charlie, hold on. I have to ask you this question.
Okay, yeah.
You're spending $30, so you can get $10 off.
That's not the only reason why. That's why it's pushing me to wait to get this one. Because of...
You said you had like 5 copies.
Yeah, and 3 of them don't work, and my boyfriend has the other 2.
Wait, what? You have, like, 5 copies of Oblivion?
No, this is between me and my boyfriend, because we switch games all the time.
Even in between, you guys have 5 copies and not just, like, 1 or 2?
You see, he's only ever bought 2. One for PC, which I had and broke, and then 1 for Xbox, and then he acquired all these other ones from his friends because they didn't want it anymore.
Oh my, okay.
I'm sorry, but you're still going to spend $30 so you can get $10 off, basically.
Because I still haven't finished the game. I've played over half of it, okay. And I still want to finish the game.
You haven't finished any game.
Yes, I have. I completely 100%ed Portal 2.
Oh, tell me, there's Zelda coming along, Charlie. Yeah.
Yes, I did get my last achievement, finally.
Yeah. He was saying Zelda, not achievement.
But anyhow, congratulations for that achievement on Portal 2.
I am happy! It is the first retail game I have 100% everything.
Congrats. I would say that, but once again, I have a Wii, so I don't know really if anything counts. Like, achievements actually.
What are these achievement things? I've never heard of them. Friend code? Is that the
achievements
same
are like a little screen. It's like, turn on your power. Okay, you did that.
Hey!
Hey, how about you send me your 15-digit friend code?
Is it 15 or 25?
I don't know. Either way, it's too much.
Also, the Wii is super depressing because if like the friends code things, when it like if you go on the friends codes, it like pop up. It's like you have no friends.
Yeah.
The Wii is very degrading, quite frankly.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Anyway, next little bit of gaming news: there is in fact a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy video game coming out whenever.
It's happening.
I remember there used to be a text-based game because
there
was talking about it.
There is.
But I really like that movie. I haven't had the chance to read the books.
The book
but
is so much better.
That is next on my list.
I really want to read those just because I really enjoyed the movie a lot.
Yeah. If you enjoyed the movie, you will love the book.
Well, it's really though because I can't hear Alan Rickman's voice, though, while reading the book. Like, you can read it in his voice, but it's just, he's not, like, as emo. As or depressing, I don't know.
You're hearing the Die Hard voice in there?
Yeah. or like, Harry Potter.
Mr. Potter.
Yeah, I don't know, that'll be a really interesting game. Like, is it actually going to be a full-fledged game, or is it going to be, like, episodic?
They just announced the project. It's from Hothead Studios.
Oh. Okay.
Don't even know what this is. I'm checking right now.
Because quite frankly, I think they could really make a cool episodic game, kind of like with Back to the Future and stuff.
Oh.
That's what Telltale did, but...
Hothead did Deathspank. and Swarm.
Did Deathspank?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, boy.
Deathspank wasn't that bad, though.
It has a stupid name.
It has a stupid name, but it was a pretty fun game.
And what else did they do?
Swarm, another little XBLA title. So I'm assuming it'll be an XBLA title.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Anyway, Ryan, thoughts on... Yep.
Oh, you can't. I don't have an Xbox.
Thank you.
Get on that.
Well, I'm probably going to check it out. I'm not sure, like, I'm not too much big of a fan of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, but...
Have you, like, not, or did you just not like it?
I read part of the book. I couldn't get into it too much. I'm planning on going back and getting into it again. It was when I was going through my I don't like to read phase. But I never watched the movie, so I'll probably watch that after I read the book, too.
It's got Martin Freeman in it.
A messed up phase in childhood, teenage angst, and I don't like to read phase. So that's stupid. Oh my god. Yeah.
All right. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. All right. So next little nugget. A recent call to investors from Sony admits that they're working on their next console.
Wow. Yep.
Duh.
So everyone acts surprised.
Oh my gosh, they're working on their... Oh, whoa! This is totally unexpected.
What do they say? Do they say that consumers might not be ready, but this isn't a...
They were like... they said like the PS3 still has product life, but since they're right in the platform business, they're looking... they're already developing the next one. They just don't know... when or where. They probably do know when they're going to, but it's going to be a while still.
I think it'll be just like a completely separate system that'll attach to the PlayStation 3, and it'll be called like PlayStation Network. So the PlayStation Network will actually work.
Wow.
That was low, but very nice.
It's not even surprising. And, I mean, they're probably going to mention like a little tidbit after their E3 press conference after they apologized deeply, and
I can't see them making any announcements towards another console.
Really?
Like I see them focusing on NGP, and we're talking about something that we're going to talk about in 10 minutes anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
All right, hey, Sony console, everyone be excited. Maybe this time, you know, it'll be password protected. All right. Totally getting some Pokemon Snap and some Paper Mario.
Good call.
Oh, I just beat Pokemon Snap last night.
There's actually like an end game to Pokemon Snap?
Yeah, when you take a picture of Mew, that's holy when you beat it.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah.
Must have been hard.
Oh, yeah. Took all 5 hours total. Four of those 5 hours were just messing around.
Yeah, exactly, because nothing says success like taking a picture of a pixelated Snorlax crotch.
I think I spent more time on the like the fire, the volcano level, chunking apples at that little horse Pokemon, whatever it was called.
Epona?
That's
okay. Well, at least give the transition because Zelda.
Does it have the fire on it?
No. It's the form before that.
The
there's Ponyta and Rapidash, and Ponyta. They both have fire on.
It's Ponyta.
Yeah, I was throwing apples all over Ponyta.
And it's not Epona.
Yeah, no, not Epona, but thank you for that, because we do need to get back on topic.
I have Zelda on my mind, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
As they announced Zelda Universe.
What is this?
Okay, it's... The thing is, what people... It kerfuffles people. Yeah, I said kerfuffle. Deal with it. Anyhow, what... people is the fact is it has an online rating. Yeah,
that was the wrong time like, to take a drink.
It doesn't have like a it has an online rating, so it's like online component rated blah blah blah. I don't know.
Zelda MMO question mark?
Well, see, that's exactly what people have been speculating. But quite frankly, I have a funny feeling it's going to be a flash game for Skyward Sword because they did that with either Majora's Mask or Wind Waker. I remember them having a little flash game on their site before the game released, and then they took it down.
Well, and, it's Zelda's 25th anniversary, and they haven't done shit.
Except for that fan painting.
In short, but can you really see, like, in short, say this is, the speculation is confirmed at E3 of a Zelda universe is a Zelda MMO.
No.
How would that work?
I wouldn't play it.
No, that's exactly it. Like, how would it, I mean, I would freaking just, like, start crying as soon as Link started talking. Like,
yeah. Well, it would be like one of those silent protagonist things.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, I don't even...
Zelda 2?
I don't like any of this, in short. This is just confusing me more than it should. I mean...
Zelda 2 too?
Ugh. Yeah. I hope not.
With other people?
Mm.
I...
Popsicles.
That game is really suggestive, Zelda 2.
I now have gold copies of all the Zelda games.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Except for Link to the Past, because that one didn't have a gold copy.
No, it didn't. Yeah.
And I don't have the holographic Majora's Mask one, but I have the, you know, regular
gold. Oh, that's okay then. Anyway, yeah,
love me some Zelda.
It'll be
Majora's
interesting.
Mask. It's the best game ever. That's my number one game.
I don't know. I might have to fight you on that.
It's just a great game.
It's a good game, yeah, but it's not the best Zelda.
Wait, what one? Sorry.
Majora's Mask.
Ooh. Oh, I'm on with that one then. Majora's Mask, good game.
But
is it the best Zelda?
Not the best, no.
No?
That's the game I grew up with, though.
Oh, okay. Well.
I don't know. I'd say that one's third for me. I like it, quite frankly, though. I do like it. I'm going to be out there, and I enjoy it more than Ocarina.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't name them in order of, like, you know, top five or whatever. I can just say Link to the Past up on top, and then the rest of them.
Yeah, see, I'm like, Link to the Past, Wind Waker was really close. I really, really enjoyed
Wind Waker. Yeah, except for, you know, the Twilight, or the Triforce Shards.
And Tangle. Don't get me started on Tangle.
Oh, yeah. Tangle.
Firework Pansy.
Use your Game Boy Advance to play this game. That was his only purpose.
Yeah, aside from throwing fireworks in your face or confetti.
Yeah.
Asshole.
No, Wind Waker was good. Ocarina is just amazing, and so is Majora's Mask. I mean, I played both of those to end all, like, the world. And, what else is there? The original, which I never really played all that much.
Oh, okay.
Never even touched Zelda 2.
I got really far. Zelda 2, I have it on the Virtual Console. I got really far in that game. I'm almost done it, but I mean, it's just the XP that you need. It's like you need like 10,000 XP to level up, or you can't like pass this one thing. Oh, and you get like 1 point per kill, pretty much.
Oh, I'm going to grind that game.
It's like the South Park, the World of Warcraft episode. 64 billion pigs.
Yeah.
And it's actually... to kind of go into MMOs now, to kind of get back on track, Chinese prison camps.
Oh, no.
Forcing people.
I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry.
I can't.
You are mean.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean, but it's just funny.
I didn't even hear what he said.
He's just laughing.
I will laugh. Well, see, they're forcing these prisoners to play, like, 10 to 12 hours a day farming gold in multiple MMOs. And quite frankly, isn't playing an MMO like WoW torture enough, in my opinion? Like, let alone like farming for gold or stuff like that. Like, oh my god.
And the worst part about it is that if they don't make their quota, they get beaten.
Yeah, and the thing is
that part's not funny.
No, it's not funny at all. What's really ironic is this is used as a type of torture, per se, and yet people do that themselves, like, on the side anyway, for, like, playing World of Warcraft, like, everywhere, like, in Japan or, like, America. Like, they'll just do this for fun to, like, oh, well, I gotta buy this new cat that cost me a bajillion dollars and does nothing. Like, so I just find it super ironic and just, like, Also, why would this prison need this?
No, like, they didn't sell the gold. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They sell the gold. Okay, right. Touche.
They sell the gold for real currencies.
Yeah, that's messed up. Like, yeah.
It's also kind of funny. I'm a bad person.
Now, if that was StarCraft in Korea, you would see a rise in crime rates so much. It would just be terrible.
Yeah, it said now the worst thing that happens there is someone like rolling over and getting stuck off their chair because they need more Cheetos.
Like, ma'am, need more Hot Pockets.
I mean, I don't know. That's just terrible, though.
Yeah. Anyway.
I feel sorry for these prisoners. And
I feel sorry for them, too, and I'm really sorry that I'm laughing right now.
Yeah.
Then why do you keep laughing?
I can't stop.
No, it's because, no, it's just, it's, I'm, I... I'm not sure I'm speaking for Clement's behalf, but just because, like, how far our world has gone. I mean, we consider playing video games torture now. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's
just one of those things that you would never think would happen, and it's actually happening.
Yeah.
It's just kind of funny.
Yeah. It's...
Like...
It's just... Yeah.
Like Mark Wahlberg being in a video game movie.
Mark Wahlberg being in anything, period.
Mark Wahlberg, period. Anyway, so I don't know if any of you guys watched or read that interview with Hideo Kojima, but it was riveting. Like he gave some hard hitting answers.
Oh man,
yeah,
that was a tough read.
Yeah, I'm gonna go through a couple of these, so just hold your horses, okay? Because this is gonna get intense. The question was, will you appear at the Microsoft E3 press conference? His answer, no.
In caps.
Intense.
And next question, will you announce Metal Gear Solid 5? His answer, no. I mean, this guy, man of many words, but just hold on because we're not done yet. All right.
Does he spice it up by saying, like, maybe?
No.
No, there's just one that he does.
Let's see.
Does he actually go to something? It's like, well, what does Snake represent for you? He's like, well, actually, he represents my inner demons, conflicted with myself and my like, grandfather. And you're like, ow, where did that come from? You actually have an understanding of the Metal Gear Solid storyline, Rabo.
Wow, that's something. Are you planning something big for Metal Gear's 25th anniversary next year? His answer, yes.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
So, fanboys rejoice.
Yeah. Is Metal Gear Solid Rising's release date November 1st, 2011? No. No. I mean, oh, man. That was a mouthful.
Can we call that ironic since his games have the longest cutscenes ever?
There's like definition the of answers there. And sadly, these answers make the most sense, which is really strange.
All right. Our last little bit of gaming news. Ghost Recon may or may not support Kinect.
It would be interesting if it does.
It would be weird if it does.
Yeah.
I can't see them really all of a sudden having this huge leap in technology for it and like having full like movement.
No. I'm thinking like squad commands at most.
Yeah. That's exactly it. That's what I'm thinking it will be. But I mean like I couldn't, it just seems like when you're thinking of these like shooter games, you want like a full movement like weird gun system like which everybody hoped the Kinect would do.
I can't see that ever happening though.
No, unfortunately, me neither.
Like, because it can't register your fingers, and so you can't, like, pull a trigger on anything.
Yeah, that's... Right. Unless they created another app for them, which, Microsoft, do not take my hand.
Do not go Nintendo's route.
Yeah, exactly.
They did say, though, that at least the second generation will have the finger reading.
Mm.
They're trying at least.
Right. But then what am I going to do with my Kinect whenever the second generation comes out and I have to upgrade to get the finger touch?
I know.
See, like, I don't know if anybody else here owns a Kinect.
I do.
I got one for Christmas. Yeah, exactly. And it'd be nice to have some actual software for it.
Yeah. Well,
like, all I have is Dance Central.
I've got the one that comes with it. My sister is Dance Central. My other sister has Connectimals. That's it.
Hmm.
Connect Adventures is the one that comes with it.
Yeah, that one.
I didn't like that. I played it for five minutes.
I thought that one was fun.
I didn't like it.
In fact, I kind of want to play it. Nah, I had to get up.
My opinion, sorry, it's fun for the first five... I get it. It's 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it's just, like, really annoying and redundant.
Anyway.
At least I got it for Christmas.
Yeah.
I spent someone else's money on it.
I think the best use of that, and I don't remember who said it, it was somebody on Game Informer, one of the Game Informer show episodes, somebody said the best use of Kinect is just to be on Netflix and go Xbox pause and not have to, you know, turn on my controller that automatically shuts off.
Okay, am I the only one that has an issue with the movies that I'm watching automatically controlling my Kinect?
I only have that once.
Yes, okay, yes.
I have that happen every single time I watch something.
No, the funny thing is, we were watching American Psycho, and we're watching it through his, like, Netflix on his Xbox. And in short, it just, like, started fast-forwarding and, like, we're, like, skipping randomly.
Yeah.
And it was through, like, because it was registering on the Kinect, and I don't even know how.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I think they would say anything remotely, like, Xbox fast-forward.
Yeah.
I think, like, a HAL 3000 or something like that, because it recognized we were talking about it. It's like, that son of a bitch wanted to watch this movie. Well, like,
That's a 2001 Space Odyssey joke, Charlie. You need to watch that movie.
I really hope now, just that their predictions at E3, it's like, now we've made the Kinect self-aware, and you're just like...
Alright, so now I guess we gotta go into E3 predictions. We're gonna have a special little intro for E3 predictions.
Ooh.
Okay. E3 predictions? Anyway. Nope, that's not... That's not... It's not the one.
The game is powered by Namco. It's Ridge Racer. Ridge Racer! Remember that one?
My name is Reggie. I'm about kicking ass, I'm about taking names, and we're about making games.
Wonder what the bottom of an Avatar shoe looks like? Well, bam! There it is.
Anyway, let's start with who's going first. Microsoft's going first on the 6th. Their press conference comes up first. What do we expect from Microsoft besides new games?
Aside from the self-aware Kinect, as I mentioned. Right. no.
I do actually believe that on a computer tech related note, I do believe they're coming out with Server 2010 R2, I think.
Which is?
Sorry, what?
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I totally get what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
It's a server platform.
It is, and my dad's excited about it.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped.
Okay, but this is a Microsoft Game Studio press conference. It's not like Microsoft press conference.
No, I know, but I'm really excited for it. I just thought...
I guess in terms of the system, I don't know. I mean, Bungie, from what I understand, is going to be announcing their next project. Which
no, but they're separate from Microsoft now.
Three Industries is Halo's.
That's Microsoft. Okay, right, touche.
Yes.
So Microsoft, they're going to announce some new Kinect games, in my opinion. They're probably going to they're going to show some more from Gears of War 3, obviously.
Obviously, and Forza.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know. They're probably going to show. Wasn't there a game last year, like The Warrior's Way or something like that? Like this, it was a bunch of like gladiators and shit like that fighting. It was like a fight.
I don't remember.
And in short, they might show like that, and that'll probably end up being a Kinect game.
Oh, please no.
And I don't know. I mean,
Mortal Kombat on the Kinect. How cool would that be?
You're so glitchy.
Yeah,
so
that
glitchy.
Would be.
I actually can make stuff like tie like a fork to like some string or something like that. So, I mean, what they need in short is they need to release a new IP. That's probably what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm. I doubt it. And I doubt they'll release a new IP.
I wouldn't be too sad if they announced like at least like a software update for the Kinect, because it doesn't read very well.
It reads perfectly. What are you talking about?
Well, I have to constantly, I don't know why, but I have to constantly recalibrate.
Okay, is your room partially lit?
No, it stays, I light it the same way. I play the same day every time, the same time of day every time I go to play. It's the same amount of lighting, and it still has an issue.
Are you more or less 6 feet in front of it?
I stay in the same spot. I even have the carpet, and okay, I haven't marked out where I need to be. No, I'm being serious. I've measured all this out.
That's got to be something on like your end, because the Kinect reads perfectly if you're in,
Kinect. It must be my Kinect, because I am the only one that has an issue every time I read something.
Well, maybe you'll nap in the E3 for you, Charlie. Like, by the way, Charlie Knapp, we are going to fix your Kinect.
Yeah, Microsoft wouldn't do that. Come on.
It's like, as long as you file this paperwork.
Exactly. Like, $4,000 and we'll fix it for you.
Yeah.
But
anyway. Ryan, predictions?
I just think they're going to just do a whole circus thing and forget all games. Just do a Cirque du Soleil the whole time. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Steven Spielberg needs to come back on stage.
Yeah.
That was the last good press conference that Microsoft's had.
Yeah.
You got to admit, that's the last good one they had.
Oh, yeah.
Because the next one was, well, bam! And then the next one was... Little Sasha with Kinectimals. I mean,
and then the last one was like, what? The guy dances like, I remember when I didn't have a Kinect and I couldn't dance. Now I can. You're like,
oh my god. Well, bam! Now I can dance.
It'll be guaranteed. They'll probably release, I'm gonna say, one new IP and then a bunch of new Kinect games, like Kinectimals 2, Kinectimals for everyone. I don't know, some stupid crap like that, like Kinect Adventures 2.
Oh, I hope not.
Me neither. The thing is, I don't know.
They'll probably show off that Star Wars Kinect game.
You know, I would really like to see what the Game Informer staff was suggesting they do with racing games. Basically integrating the controller and the Kinect together, where like you do these, like, I can't remember specifically because it's been so long, but basically some of your body movements that you do with that you would do would control the car, and I don't remember what they were saying.
Right.
Fine. I think that would be interesting though.
Okay.
I don't know,
I guess, like, if you incorporate the controller and the Kinect into something, I mean, that would be, A, a lot of programming, to be honest with you, but B, like, whenever I see someone who doesn't play games play a game, especially, like, a racing game, if I was to see my mom or my sister play that type of game, you see them lean while they're turning, or, you know, like, trying to move with the game, and so...
I don't do that. I do that one.
Even though it's like Mario Kart, I'm still into it.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
But I mean, like with the Wii, they kind of did that with Mario Kart Wii in a way. But I mean, with the
controller in your hand, so you're kind of have to, because your hands do follow your body. That's a general plan.
I don't know. Like, hold your hands out right now, and then shift from side to side. See what happens.
Hands are still moving. I don't know. In terms of Nintendo, though.
Oh, Nintendo's going to show off their console, but they won't make it playable, and then they'll start talking about 3DS and how many sales that they had.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, they'll do a statistic reel. There's guaranteed a statistic reel. And
yeah, because Reggie can't hold a conversation for over 10 minutes.
No.
You'll, like...
No.
Exactly. Oh, I heard a scoop, you guys. I heard this really cool scoop. Wii Music 2.
Ugh, probably.
Oh. And they're all going to be on stage. Reggie, Miyamoto, and that one chick who's probably fired by now. That embarrassing press conference.
They're probably... I don't even know what they're going to have. I mean...
I have no idea.
Are they
even going to show the console?
They're going to... I know, but it's not
playable. Yeah. I mean, they're probably going to show like how Skyward Sword is now going to be coming out for codename Project Cafe now,
yeah,
as well as the Wii, just like they did with Twilight Princess.
Yeah. And then they won't release another Zelda until the next console, and I'll be pissed off.
And I don't know what else they're going to show. Like, it'll probably be, quite frankly, though, I can see them. It's Nintendo, so they'll always have like new IPs. Like, they'll always try to whip something out. And it'll probably be like something for the 3DS.
Yeah.
They'll be
3DS heavy this year, I guarantee it.
Or what some people have been speculating, a new side-scrolling Metroid.
Whoa.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
I would like that.
I think I actually said this one episode on Overcast. Like, a side-scrolling Metroid on the 3DS would be really, really cool.
Yeah, see, some people are speculating that, or, like, even on the new, like, Codename Project Cafe. Like, I don't know. I mean, the thing is, though, I have a funny feeling people are expecting, like, all these old-school, like, innovations, like, side-scrolling games like they did last year. But, I mean, they're going to... Yeah, I think, or Kirby's like Epic Yarn, but I think quite frankly they're going to be showing some new innovations for Project Cafe, but like you're saying, Clint, making them playable or anything.
What if like there was a gritty Kirby game?
Oh, that would be nice.
How awesome would that be? You know, like, oh, we're in HD now, we gotta bring our IPs to the new age, and so, you know, it's Mario meets Blade Runner, and then Kirby meets,
Hannibal Lecter.
Okay, no, there was a
movie online that they made called There Will... That's messed up. But there was a movie called There Will Be Brawl, and they made Kirby Hannibal Lecter. I mean, think about it. Kirby, what does he
do? Oh, I've seen that.
He swallows his enemies. That's messed up. He's a cannibal.
Oh my god, that would be the coolest game ever.
He's a murderer. Like, Scarlet.
Oh, man. What's like that Rockstar like, game? Manhunt. It's like Manhunt, but with Kirby.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Or like they mentioned Don DeLuigi's Mansion. I can't remember who said it, like Reiner or something like that. Like maybe Daisy will be in like a GTA type version.
Oh my gosh.
Like some Nintendo game, like have Nintendo World or it'd be called or something like that and be like GTA.
running around the Mushroom Kingdom. Grand Theft Mushroom. No wait, we can come up with something better than that.
Instead of cars, you'd have like hijack Yoshis. That'd be awesome, actually. Like have like the little toads on the side selling you like shrooms and stuff.
Yeah, you hold the eggs in your pocket and you have to slam them down on the ground and then a Yoshi pops up out of it.
That'd be awesome. And then like your guns would be like the water things, but it'd be like super graphic.
Oh man, kind of imagine
fun, actually. Oh god,
imagine Super Smash Brothers
with blood.
That was an April Fool's joke, actually. IGN made an April Fool's joke of that, and knew, like...
This is IGN you're talking about.
Yeah, of course. It was, like, an April Fool's, and it was just, like, all these, like, gory brawl. That would have been fun, but super really messy.
Well, since IGN thought of it, I don't think it'll be fun anymore.
Oh, boy. Going on that.
Anyway, let's see. Anything else from Nintendo, you guys think?
Any other speculations?
Vitality
Sensor. They're obviously going to show that.
Yeah.
Hey.
That'll be their big new thing for the new system.
Yeah, they have to get a 99% satisfaction.
I'm not satisfied.
Nope. That'd be stupid.
Oh man, you can check my pulse? Holy fuck.
What's the point of it? Old people get to check their pulse.
That's pretty much where the system's marketed to anyway, so. Anyhow.
All right, Sony.
Yeah.
Ryan, let's start with you. What do you expect from Sony this year?
I want to see a lot more Uncharted 3, which I think they'll show. They'll probably show something that Sucker Punch is working on, because they've been kind of quiet for a little bit.
Sly 4?
I'm hoping Sly 4. That would be sweet. Sly 4. Resistance 3 will be shown. I don't really care about that series. It's all right. It's not that great.
Yeah, you're totally right by that.
They'll probably show a little bit for the Move, probably like another blockbuster title for the Move, which would be nice because my Move is just sitting there collecting dust.
You'll be near controllers? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, my Move controllers, yeah. But, yeah, and then they'll show a lot for the new system, the handhelds coming out, the phone and everything.
Oh, yeah.
NGP.
It needs a better name.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I hope they release the name, the actual name.
Can we go back to Nintendo and discuss what we think that the Project Cafe will be named?
Weeness. That's it. That's it. That's all it's going to be named. I can't think of anything else.
It'll just be like, Miyamoto is awesome. It'll be like him riding a Yoshi with like a rainbow and like sparklers and shit. Like, Nintendo was the greatest.
What if they just flat up call it Nintendo?
Like, that wouldn't be bad.
I would quite frankly take a plane right away there and punch Miyamoto square in the face.
And they call it Nintendo?
Just because they call it Nintendo, or they just call it N.
The N. Big N. Like, no.
That would be better than any name they would think of.
Instead of a big giant purple lunchbox, it's a shape of
N. Actually, I really like that name though. Big purple lunchbox.
That's too literal. They don't get literal anymore. They stopped that at...
You mean aside from GameCube?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that one was pretty... That was pretty literal. But I mean, Wii.
With two eyes.
Two eyes. Yep. Dot those eyes.
That would bow. We would like to play.
I get it. Wii as in W-E, only it's Wii as in two people, and the people are the eyes.
Yeah, they're having a lot of fun there. Also, really, those Asian dudes are, like, breaking and entering. The very first, like, that commercial is like, we would like to play. I'm like, do you have a search warrant? Oh, those commercials are really... Anyhow.
Anyway, back to Sony. Back to Sony. Those commercials. Half their press conference is going to be we fucked up.
Yep.
We're sorry. Bow, bow, bow. Sorry. Hey, remember that? Oh, here's a funny dude talking about it. Hey, look, I'm Kevin Butler. Everything's better. Yeah.
Once again, like I was telling Clint, quite frankly, I really hope it's Kevin Butler on a unicycle juggling bears along with fireworks and we're sorry.
Yep.
Like, Kevin Butler is going to have to make one hell of an amazing speech to apologize for the absolute shitstorm that Sony's going through.
Yeah. It's insane.
There's going to be a standing ovation when they apologize that they couldn't get PlayStation Home back up.
Yeah, that's the biggest surprising thing.
Is the PlayStation Store still down?
I don't know.
As far as I know, the entire network is.
Still? I thought they brought it back up.
Yeah, they just brought it back up, and Asia got brought up today.
Oh, wasn't it temporary? Because when the password reset stuff happened, they had a huge overload?
No, that was just
for the
website.
Oh, okay. I don't know, because I tried to restore my password today, because I just got on my PSN, or tried to, for the first time today, and it said, this service is under maintenance when I tried to reset it.
Fuck.
They're going to set PlayStation at E3, then, is pretty much that the thing's going to be back up. Like, in August. Like,
I don't know about that.
Quite frankly, everything now that, like, I hate to say it, but everything now that they're going to try to put out is going to seem moot to everybody because they're like, well, I would sure love to play. Because they'll, like, have all these new games. Like, oh, here's this new innovative game. Oh, but it's multiplayer only. Oh, well, that's kind of pointless to show now E3 as your system's still down. And I think people are going to take it really negatively.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be a very, like, that's going to be a hard room to win over.
Oh, big time.
I mean, that is going to be a cold room.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Like, well, the cynical person in me can't wait to see them walk up on stage, and it's just like crickets. That's it.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. Quite frankly, it's going to be them standing up there, absolutely silent, until someone raises their hand and like or yells. It's like, so when's it going to be back up? And that's pretty much their thing. Then they're just going to wait for that, have a huge explanation, and then just slowly, somberly walk off.
Like, you know, with all the Sony fanboys telling everyone else to give them a break, I truly doubt that it would be completely quiet.
Well, no, of course not, because it'll be all, well, yeah, I understand, but I mean, we're joking around, but I mean, aside from that,
it's just going to be a cynical person.
It's going to be a pissy ass, quite frankly. All the people that are going there, it'll be like all the reviewers and interviewers and shit like that, and all these critics. It'll be a bunch of pissy fanboy critics. It's not because their system's not up still.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I'm sorry. I mean, they could, they're going to release, I'm sure they're going to have some new innovative games, like you're saying, Ryan, for like Kinect, or not Kinect Move. Oh my God. For Move, I'm so sorry.
For
PlayStation Move. And I mean, they're probably going to introduce like, I don't know, some sequels, guaranteed.
Like Heavy Rain 2. No, they already said they're not doing a sequel to that.
Well, I'm probably going to show the new Twisted Metal.
Oh, right. That's still coming out.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably going to show, like, Light Drizzle, as we've already discussed.
God of War 4.
They might, I don't know, I don't know, SOCOM or something. I think they're going to have a couple independents, in short.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of apologies and crying.
And then Gabe Newell will walk out.
Gabe Newell.
Hey, guys. Still can't play Portal 2. Sorry about that. Oh, well. What are we expecting from Ubisoft's press conference? Is it going to be dumber than last year's?
It'll be like We Dare to.
Did anyone like actually watch the press conference last year?
No.
Oh, wait, were they also the ones? Was Ubisoft the one where they came up with the laser tag?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, I really want those douchebags to come and really like try to sell it this time. It's like, okay, guys, I know you thought you were joking last time, but seriously, guys, laser tag in your house.
Like, I gotta find the video.
Them trying to completely sell that.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'll go play paintball instead. Thank you, Sirs.
Oh my gosh. It's so freaking awesome.
But yeah, Ubisoft, maybe once again, going back to an older title like Prince of Persia, probably come out with that. And of course, Assassin's Creed, they're going to have.
Yeah, Revelations.
All right, fine. That's the video. Charlie, you should watch that.
Yep.
And I don't know. I can't see much from them.
Sorry, I'm just going to put it on mute and just watch. No, wait, I can't put it on mute because I had to listen to them. I got you.
It'll be like some crappy party titles.
And Joe McHale is just like, oh, look, they're tagging each other. Oh, they're just running around. He just totally McHale got into it.
Remember that.
And then you look in the audience and they're just like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Howard, let's talk about some actual better.
I'm sorry, this is hilarious.
Like BioWare. BioWare is.
Oh, that would be.
I am talking right now.
Press conference.
That's what he said.
Oh. So
I'm watching
BioWare is one of the bigger ones this year. I really hope they release show some stuff from the Old Republic / Mass Effect.
Guaranteed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that EA press conference is going to be big. It's going to be a big Battlefield segment. And probably some BioWare games flooding the place.
Yeah. Well, EA, I really hope they do mention the next installment in the Dead Space series.
I think that would be a while coming, though. Like, I don't think they'll be doing it so soon. Like, talking about it so soon, that is.
Well, no, not like Dead Space 3, but I mean like a mid-game, like they did with Dead Space Extraction, which I did kind of find fun, because that's like one of their new IPs, and I think they're really going to milk it, like everything EA does.
I guess, even though EA doesn't milk as much as Activision.
Oh, yeah, God, no. And speaking of Activision, oh, holy lord.
Do they even hold a press conference? Is it the Call of Duty show?
Yeah, I think it's actually called the Call of Duty show, / we're going to show another Spider-Man game.
/ Blizzard Tier 2.
Oh boy, I don't. Yeah. Of course. Yeah, Activision's gonna show the new Call of Duty. Ugh.
Get out.
Yeah. I'm not excited.
Or Inception.
Yes, like, as the trailer
if you've seen like the trailer for the new Modern Warfare, the music sounds like the Inception music. Like, oh. Bim, 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 anyhow.
And like if you sync up the trailers, they're pretty much exactly the same.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So except I really hope someone just tells that out. I'd be happy.
Yeah.
Of course, we'll have to have a Corporal Price add-on pack.
Yep, that's true.
Mustache.
Yep. Mustache for your avatar?
Yep. I'll enjoy that handlebar mustache.
All right. Any other random predictions from, you know, a game or a studio that you think might happen? Let's go round table. Start with Charlie.
I can't think of anything.
Nope. Okay. Nick.
Rockstar blows everyone's minds with Grand Theft Auto Noir.
Oh my gosh.
No. I don't know. I'm really wondering, though, if Rockstar would... Is Rockstar said that they're actually going to E3?
They're probably there somewhere.
They might. I think they might hint at a new game, like in the, well, because there's that a while back, like they had the casting for Grand Theft Auto 5, so I think they might mention something about that, but nothing too much.
Yeah.
That probably will still, that'll probably take a lot of people by storm.
Yeah, what do you think that's going to happen? Is it just going to be like at the Rockstar booth, or do you think it's going to appear miraculously at like a Microsoft press conference?
I really hope they just dive into Microsoft's press conference.
Or Nintendo's. Like, there's been speculation that maybe Grand Theft Auto could be coming to Cafe.
Well, see, that's the thing. A lot of... But...
How cool would that be?
Because Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars on the DS, that was a really good game. I really enjoyed that. And they'll probably whip out a sequel for that game, probably on Project. That might make sense, actually.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Ben, what about you? Any random predictions?
I don't even know.
1, 2, 3, whatever that studio is. Bungie's slash whatever.
3, 4, 3.
Wow.
No, I want to 1, 2, 3.
As much as I like Halo, they need to stop. Like, really.
But they're announcing something.
Well,
they said that.
Clearly they're going to. It's probably going to be another Halo Wars or something.
Yeah,
and no one's
probably, I think it's going to be their the Halo... Combat Evolved remake.
Oh yeah!
Oh
right!
Right. Yeah, they were gonna make that, but I don't know. I like the nostalgic feeling. My eyes are bleeding from the original one. I don't know. If they release it, we'll see what happens.
All right, and Ryan, random predictions.
Hopefully they show some Dragon Age 3 at the BioWare. At least talk about it a little bit,
good
so
luck.
We get a feel where that's going.
I don't know, because I'm starting to kind of lose faith in Dragon Age.
If they say they're going back to the way Origins was, I will definitely be paying attention, but if they say it's more like 2, then I probably couldn't care less.
Keep the art style and the combat from 2, but then give me the fantastic story from 1.
See, I would like to see that, but I quite frankly, I mean, BioWare already, once again, Mass Effect 3 is like their big, big thing, and then the Republic. I don't know if they'd really mention Dragon Age this soon.
And they just hired, like, they're still in the works of hiring, like, artists.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So,
right.
Maybe that night. Yeah.
I don't know, but overall, this year's E3 seems like it'll be pretty mundane.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
I think it's going to it'll be one of those E3s that doesn't change anything, but it's one of those that like picks up the pieces. Because there's lot of pieces to be picked up this year.
Well, right. From
Sony and Nintendo, Microsoft
Nintendo
just
destroyed last year. Nintendo destroyed, like, as much as people like at the press conferences, like their system did well with the releases that they planned from E3.
No, yeah, Nintendo won last year, hands down won. Like if you were to line up all the press conferences, Nintendo won that.
Mm-hmm. But I guess, I don't know, I guess it's going to be, for Nintendo, it'll be a renewal, like you were saying, I guess, and for the other systems, like you were saying, I guess, yeah, it's your true, Clint, it's just picking up the pieces.
Yeah. It's not going to, like, change the industry, and we're probably not going to get any wow moments,
mm-hmm.
or at least not that many. Let's hope that there are at least 3 wow moments. I don't know. I would like some WoW moments. Wait, there was a rumor going around that The Witcher was coming to consoles, like The Witcher 2 at least. What if that became like Microsoft's new IP? Like,
yeah, I think that's going to go to Microsoft and be with them.
And be like a PC Xbox 360 release. Kind of like how Fable is, only backwards.
That'd be really likely once again, but I mean,
how cool would that be? Like, that is an amazing, like, apparently, I haven't played them yet, but I really, really want to.
And yeah, well, Witcher 2, I mean, yeah, it's great reviews, but I mean, if that's their new IP, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not an original IP by any means, but I mean, it's something new. It's not Gears and Forza.
Or probably Fable 4. We'll probably have some Fable stuff.
No, please no. Peter Molyneux doesn't even need to get on stage, except for if he's going to announce that Milo game.
That was weird.
That was awesome.
Yeah, but it just... I don't know what that game was. It just, like...
It was so cool. Kids will no longer need friends.
Yeah, but in short, it's Peter Molyneux playing with a little boy. Take that as you will. I mean, it just, I don't know how they can take that. Like, where would that Milo, whatever it's called, go?
It wouldn't go in, like, is, I would,
after
I
had
so
a commercial for it. After they showed it at E3, they had a commercial for it. I remember that, and it showed, like, a kid playing with it in his living room or something.
And no, it was like a 20-year-old girl, and she was like showing him the picture. And he's like, "Oh, hey, this is a fish."
So is this supposed to be like an AI thing?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
It's like Connectimals, but with humans.
Except,
so.
Okay. It's like Hal, only his name's Milo.
Oh, I legitimately thought that there was going to actually be like a story and a game behind it.
Well, maybe. Who knows? Like, that would still be really cool. Like, what if it turned into like some kind of like a dark, gritty kind of
Kirby?
Like, no, like what if it kind of took on this like RPG persona? Like, instead of being the main protagonist, you're like the sidekick kind of thing. And so you go like you help Milo along instead of like directly controlling him. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, cool.
You'd be playing Robin instead of Batman.
Yeah. Well, you know, you'd be cooler than Robin.
I don't know.
Than Robin.
It could be interesting. I mean, once again, it's just better than what they blatantly showed. I mean, if there actually is something more behind this kid's like, hey, do you want to play a game? Then
that would be creepy as
fuck. Well, yeah. I'm thinking Saw now, but I mean, like... I don't know.
Want a kid to say that to me ever.
It could be interesting, I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, now one last question before we end off these predictions and go into our special top 10. Who do you think is going to win the press conference this year? Is it going to be Microsoft, Sony, or Nintendo? Who do you think is going to knock it out of the park? Let's start with Ryan this time.
All right. I think it's going to be a tie between Microsoft and Nintendo, because, like you guys said, Nintendo is just going to show off the Project Cafe, but not, like, present it, like, games or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And Microsoft is just going to be sequels and Kinect. But Sony, there's no chance unless, like, Valve contradicts their two-sentence-long letter saying they're not going and walks out and, like, produces Half-Life 3 or something.
Yeah.
That's the only way Sony could climb out of the hole.
Right. Ben, what do you think is going to win?
Yeah, I'd probably go with either Microsoft or, really? Nintendo, there we go. Anyway, same reasons, just because Sony, they're in a shithole. There's no way they're getting out of that.
Right.
Unless like they profusely apologize and pay everybody $1 million for just showing up. Microsoft, because they have their Kinect, and I really want to see software for that, and I'm sure the rest of the world is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And Nintendo, because Nintendo's just as nostalgic. You can't really go wrong unless you go with a GameCube.
Or Wii Music. You can definitely go wrong with Nintendo in some respects.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, Nintendo, if they release something and you're... Most of the time, you're going to be like, oh, I remember that as when I was a kid. So,
right,
like, it's got a nostalgic feel to it.
Right. 3DS Mario. Nick, who do you think is going to win?
I'm going to be the Nintendo fanboy and say Nintendo hands down, simply because they're going to be announcing their new console slash a bunch of 3DS games, like you were just mentioning, Mario 64, whatever they're calling it. Yeah. They're probably going to be bringing a bunch. I think they're saying there's a rumor going around that they're bringing more of the Metal Gear Solid games over to 3DS.
There's at least going to be Metal Gear Solid 3 on there.
I mean, they're probably going to show some... I guess new stuff for Project Cafe, like I was saying, like maybe new IPs or maybe bringing back some older games.
Yeah.
Because they always do that, like at launch. And I don't know, if I had to place a second, though, I would like to say what I would say Xbox slash Microsoft, whatever it is, because I connect, even though I don't own, I like to see new stuff for that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just interesting technology.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Charlie, who do you think is going to win?
I completely agree with Nick. He said everything I was going to say.
Okay, so Nintendo. Have we pretty much all said Nintendo is going to win?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. All
right, I'm gonna have to go with Sony. Sony's going to win.
Just to legitimately believe this.
I don't legitimately
believe this. I hope so.
Get blown out of their water with like their online stuff.
Yeah.
But just like have the greatest online games ever and it actually works and stuff like that.
Yeah. I think that if Microsoft can release some solid titles, they can pull a Nintendo from last year.
Yeah. But I mean, it's once again, it's going back to like relying on Gears of War 3.
Right, they're relying on it, but what if they do what Nintendo did last year and release all those games that no one had any idea were coming? Like Donkey Kong Country Returns.
Good
and
point.
Kirby Epic Yarn. I mean, like, those just popped out of nowhere. What if Microsoft was to do something similar?
They could do that stuff for, like, Kinect or something like that.
Well, or anything.
In general, I guess, for like the consoles of
like if you give me two new IPs for my Xbox, like original IPs, fresh stuff that's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
I think that they could potentially win.
Oh yeah, no, for sure, of course. Like I mean,
it's all about them. Like they need a new IP, and then you know something uber special, like say The Witcher. And then a slew of Kinect games, and then they could potentially win. But as of right now, as it stands, Nintendo talking about their new console, that's going to win, hands down. Everyone's going to be freaking out about that.
Yeah.
Even though there's no surprise since everything's been leaked.
It's exactly. It's not even like, simply by mentioning the name of the console, that's all they would really have to say.
Yeah.
And then just walk out.
Yeah.
But then supposedly they're also sure that the system itself, which people have been speculating the hell out of, that'll be itself will be mind shattering for.
If they showed a tech demo or one game alone, nothing that either of the other two companies could do could be one game alone or a tech demo.
Quite frankly, the only way that they could fail
Is if
they just showed up with two Wiis duct taped together. That's the only
we're getting like, double the processing power. That means we're just making it to HD.
It would still beat Sony.
That's true. They would still beat Sony. Okay, so those are our E3 predictions. If you have any, let us know. Leave us a comment and. We're going to be doing something really, really special for E3. We'll go ahead and talk about that now before we go into the top 10 list. So for E3, we were sitting down and we were just, you know, hashing out ideas like E3 special, what should we do? And we came to the conclusion we should do a 3-night special of Overcast. So each night of E3, the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th, we're going to be recording and posting a show, potentially unedited, because that might, you know, take just a while. But anyway, these will be episodes regarding what we've seen and heard and read about regarding E3 for that day, like day one, day two, day three. And so it'll be really cool. If you want to join us, we have a sign-up sheet on the Facebook group. if you know, you have any games or companies that you would like us to discuss and watch out for, go ahead and leave us a comment on that. That would really help us out. And I don't know, anything else, guys?
Let's move on to top 10.
Okay. Top 10 list. Top 10 list of this week is the top 10 most unlikely E3 headlines. All right. Coming in at number 10, we have Bungie and 343 Studios decide to merge with Infinity Ward and create Halo Modern Combat De-Evolve, sent in by Nick Clements himself. I think this would actually be a really good game.
It'd be great, but the thing is, it'd be super, I don't know. De-Evolve. A lot of people would be pissed because you couldn't see Corporal, whatever his name is, Mustache, unless they literally squiggled it onto the Spartan helmet.
That wouldn't be a bad mod at all. All right, coming in at number 9, we have Hideo Kojima promises new Metal Gear Solid game. Describes the plot as being easily comprehensible. Sent in by Matthew
Oh, boy. I can see this. Like, the very first lines out of his mouth is like, this will explain everything, trust me.
It was all a dream. Oh, it makes so much sense.
It'd just be the weirdest situation ever. That's like this like floor plan laid out, like this like 40-page like PowerPoint and like document for everyone.
Slide number 13 describes what the DARPA chief was doing in the cell in the first place.
It's like this really deep structure. It's like in 1942, Solid Snake was born. It's like to a wealthy family in Minneapolis, and you're just like, what?
All right, coming in at number 8, sent in by Jacob Wisdom, quote, Madden 13 announces NFL lockout mode. that's just awesome.
I think it's just game like a, for that.
The gameplay would be riveting. Picket lines. Lockout.
It'd just be a big fuck you, because you'd buy it, and it'd just be like, please enter code to play game, and you're just like, no!
You must cross the picket line with your password.
Yes.
Oh, man. Okay, coming in at number 7, also sent in by Nick Clement, Microsoft confirms Zune exists, quote, was a bad idea. It's so true. Who would have thought that the iPod would win over Zune?
They have to acknowledge it at some point. Like, why not make it?
Don't even want to think about it. All right.
Didn't they do that on an episode of Family Guy? They had Bill Gates there, and the Peter's father-in-law said, hey, Bill, you want to help me program my Zune? And Bill Gates was like, oh, yeah, sure. And he was like, oh, wait, no, I'm kidding. I have an iPod.
No, there was...
like
there
everyone
was,
else.
There was, like, a... There was a similar one on Chuck. Morgan goes... Or Chuck's like, hey, do you have any Rush? And Morgan's like, yeah, sure, I'll go grab my Zune. He's like, you have a Zune? He's like, nah, I'll go get my iPod. This is awesome. Love Chuck. Watch it. That's my Chuck of the week. Anyway, coming in at number 6, we have sent in by Ryan McGinley.
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 Yes, right? There you go.
McGinley. Okay. Number 6 sent in by Ryan McGinley. Virtual Boy 2 emerges, quote, promises to make your eyes bleed less profusely.
Once again, I'm having like this really like sappy like stupid, crappy, like, midday commercials. Like, remember when your ass got burned? And then they show, like, from Indiana Jones and the dude's face melting. with the new Virtual Boy, too. Your eyes will be less.
It's going to be at the E3, or the Nintendo press conference. They're going to be like, so we realized that the 3D technology and the 3DS wasn't up to par, so we decided to make Virtual Boy 2.
Now with a sturdy head strap, and it still weighs like 40 pounds.
Everyone in the room leaves.
Or they just slowly play pictures on from like the from the actual video, my eyes started to bleed. I was like, bye.
My eyes. Coming in at number 5, sent in by Andy something.
Noviello.
Andy Noviello. I didn't write down his last name. Coming in at number 5, sent in by Andy Noviello, Miyamoto to host Legend of Zelda panel titled The Timeline, A Definitive Explanation.
Oh, boy.
Which we need more.
And we once again, along the same lines of the Metal Gear Solid thing, they'd be like, Miyamoto just having this huge pamphlet that's like 300
what,
pages.
What, so he doesn't get a PowerPoint?
No PowerPoint for him.
So, booklet handouts.
It'll be on the Virtual Boy too when he shows it. Everyone's in the Virtual Boy 2, and that's how they'll see it.
3D text.
Yeah, and I'll just be like, all right, so Link, here's the chronological order. It's like little known fact. You're just like, oh my god, thank you.
What if they made like they brought back the TV show and then did the timeline through the TV show? Excuse me, Miyamoto.
He's just like, excuse me, princess, while I explain 40 years of confusion.
I saved the day. Time for a kiss.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's how that show went.
Yep.
All right, coming in at number 4, sent in by myself, NGP battery to last more than 5 minutes.
I really hope it just...
fries
know,
your hands. Just, the nuclear just, reactor that's attached to it.
Wow. That'd be terrible. Oh my god. Putting in nuclear reactors. Just
I was having this conversation with somebody from the group, and they were like, although the extra hand might come in handy. You get it? Hand handy? I don't know who that was, but I just ruined their pun.
Be what? Great. Nuclear reactor like taped to it.
Don't drop it. It might explode.
It might cost your
Now we know what happened in Fallout. That's how the Fallout world got created.
They actually zoom out and Megaton was actually a Sony manufacturing company. They show like Wilfred one day on his day off, he's slowly playing the game, he just drops in slow motion.
You know, I think on Kato's desk, the vice president of Sony, I think whenever he was doing that apology video, I think I saw a Nuka-Cola on his desk.
Hmm.
Not gonna lie.
Would explain a lot of stuff. He's just preparing now.
Yep. I'm gonna get irradiated now.
He knows what's coming. He knows what he's done.
I've created this world. Alright, coming in at number 3 from Evan Tognati. Sony reveals 4 plan to improvise PlayStation Home. Does not acknowledge PSN failure.
I can really, once again, this would be hysterical. Like very first thing that he pops up, like Kevin Butler's like, okay, guys, I know what you guys have been thinking. PlayStation Home needs a bit of improvements. Let's be honest. Some color change. You were looking for some this and that. And then just slowly waves and just like does like a moonwalk out. It just does nothing.
Just, new wallpaper.
Just.
Yeah.
It'd be hysterical.
Yep, it would. All right, coming in at number 2, Bobby Kotick actually does his job.
Oh, the improbability of this is just mind-blowing. Like, this is one of those where you can't overthink it, or you're like...
You can't overthink it.
You can't overthink Bobby Kotick, because you're like, Bobby Kotick doing work, what does that actually mean? And then you're just like, it's like an inception.
It's a dream within a dream.
It's just some terrible...
We're all inside Bobby Kotick's dreams?
Ugh.
Oh, no. That means we have to buy Call of Duty.
Ugh. Yeah.
God.
Shit. Get me out of here. Alright. Yeah. Coming in at number 1, sent in by Ryan McGinley again. Alright. Love this one. This one's great. Alright. Just prepare yourself, because this is awesome. Alright. Fox News reporter plays Duke Nukem Forever at Gearbox booth, declares it best game of all time.
Oh boy.
Oh man. Also, the odds of this happening are just...
It'd be like that if I'm going to make a really obscene reference from the movie The Wiz, and it'd just be like him flop, like flailing around, like singing, "Can you see the brand new day?" Like, "Can you see the brand new day?" And it's like him dancing around like a dude. And just like all the liberals and like conservative, or all the conservatives and liberals are just like, "Oh my God." And then Rapture would happen.
Just to kick it off, Duke Nukem is the Rapture.
That's why they put it off for so long.
If Fox acknowledges this, then the Rapture will actually happen. He was wrong.
Now we know why Duke got delayed.
Yeah. Makes sense. It would have coincided too closely in Fox. At least they realized this then.
Yeah.
Giving us a few more months.
Alright. Well, that was our top 10 list. If you guys have a really good one, please let us know. This was awesome. We had some good entries, and it was a lot of fun.
We had the occasional chuckle.
Yeah. Well, I had more than a chuckle. I'm still laughing. All right. Well, that's the end of our show. Just to let you know, there will not be a show on next Monday. So there won't be a show on whatever that day is. It's like June, 5th?
Something. In short, we're not filming next Friday, which is the 3rd. And so that means there won't be one on the 5th, folks.
Oh, the 6th,
so
the
because 6th. We're in preparation for E3. Woohoo! Right. Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah. So don't expect one on the 6th. But if you're on the Overblood Facebook group, expect one on 7, 8, and 9. If you're on Game Informer's website, then expect them to come around Friday or Saturday, the 10th or the 11th. We'll post all three in one blog post for you.
Yep.
Expect them to come eventually, in short.
Yeah. But Overblood group gets a little bit of exclusivity, I guess.
Yep. It's easier to post there.
Huh?
I said it's easier to post there.
Yeah, true. I guess. Alright. So, that is the end of this week's Overcast, the Overblood Community Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Clint Prentice, here joined today by Charlie Canup.
Goodbye.
Nicholas Clement.
See you later.
Ben Falcor.
That's Tony. Awesome. But no.
What? What was it?
Yeah, hey.
Alright. Ben something.
Faulkner.
Faulkner.
Faulkner. There you go.
Faulkner.
I swear, but more appropriate.
And Ryan McGinley.
See you later.
All right, thanks guys. This was awesome. We have signed off.
Yay.
It's over. Over. See you later. Oh man. Oh, how pathetic am I?
Do you really want that answer?
No, no, I don't.
Hey, paisanos, it's the Super Mario Brothers Super Show!
We're with the Mario Brothers, and plumbing's our game. We're not like the others who get all the fame. If your sink is in trouble, you can call us on the double. We're faster than